For Christians, the gospel is the good news about Jesus Christ. In the 1920s, a young American composer combined that message with the blues and started a revolution. In this segment of the series, Honky Tonks, Hymns, and the Blues, Paul Brown examines the life and legacy of Thomas Andrew Dorsey.
There's no one style of music that can represent the entire black religious experience, but in 1923, you could have heard music like this coming from black churches in the North.
Now Daniel was a witness for my Lord. Daniel was a witness for my Lord. Daniel was a witness for my Lord.
Or this from a black church in the rural South.
Better get ready for judgment. You better get ready for judgment morning. You better get ready for judgment. My God, it's coming down.
In 1923, you could also hear this recording, composed by the man who was to become one of the most important figures in American religious music. Thomas A. Dorsey vacillated between secular and sacred music throughout his life. He grew up with the hymns and spirituals of the traditional Baptist church, but he also enjoyed the music he heard in bars and bordellos around his hometown of Villarica, Georgia. In 1916, he headed for Chicago, determined to become a blues star, but he failed and had a nervous breakdown. When he recovered, he joined a stage band and studied composing and arranging. In an interview recorded in the late 1950s, he talked about becoming a blues composer.
I began to write more prolifically, and one blues after another fell from my pen. I met songwriters, blues singers, and instrumentalists by the scores.
In 1924, he was hired to accompany the popular blues singer Ma Rainey, but he once again fell into a deep depression. 2 years later, he said he had a spiritual healing at a Sunday morning church service. Soon after, he composed this song.
If you see my Savior, tell him that you saw me, that you saw me. When you saw me, I was on my way, I was on my way. You may meet some old friend who may ask you for me, as you for me. Tell them I am coming home someday, coming home someday.
Not everyone in the church community was impressed with Dorsey's religious songs. At first, some thought them to be the devil's music. Michael W. Harris is a Dorsey biographer and author of the book The Rise of Gospel Blues, The Music of Thomas Andrew Dorsey in the Urban Church. In an interview for the 1994 NPR documentary, Wade in the Water, Harris spoke of the difficulty Dorsey faced selling his music.
He wrote If You See My Savior, and in essence was going to start trying to keep those songs going, and he was trying to sell them, but he wasn't having much luck. He likes to tell this story where he sent out 2,500 free copies to a lot of Baptist ministers, and not a single person wrote back to order a copy.
Financially strapped, Dorsey re-entered the secular world he'd pledged to avoid. As Georgia Tom, Dorsey recorded the hit It's Tight Like That in 1928 with Tampa Red.
Woke up this morning about the break of day, lay my head on the pillow, baby's laying on, it's tight like that. It's tight like that. Baby, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that.
Dorsey himself sang on this 1930 duet with Kansas City Kitty.
My gal makes liquor,
yes.
Sells a little gin.
Do, huh?
When six men come out, she sees seven going in. Oh, she got that stuff.
Really?
I mean, she got that stuff.
Didn't know she kept it.
Now that stuff she got
will make a preacher lay his Bible down.
Dorsey's star was on the rise. As his double entendre songs became hits, his gospel songs were also gaining popularity. But just as things were looking up, Dorsey was handed the worst tragedy of his life. In 1932, his wife, Nettie, died while giving birth to their first child. Their newborn son died the next day. Out of despair, Dorsey penned the words to his signature composition, Take My Hand, Precious Lord, made famous by Mahalia Jackson.
Precious Lord, take
let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn.
In 1932, the country was in an economic depression. Many blacks were moving north to find work. Northern black ministers saw the need to make their musical formats more attractive to the newcomers. Dorsey's tunes spoke to the migrants' southern roots. Northern ministers eventually accepted his songs, but Dorsey hinted that he was not always welcomed with open arms.
But did you know I'm the first one that made the market for gospel songs? I went to the churches and sang my songs at the end of the service. Those who would let me.
Dorsey was a very innovative man, and he was not one to accept no readily.
Ethnomusicologist Melanie Burnham.
So when he was rebuffed by ministers who did not give him the opportunity to bring his music before their congregations, one of the things that he did was take to the streets, and he started to sell his music on street corners, having a demonstrator who would sing his music as he sold broadsides to passersby for 5 and 10 cents a copy. So he was therefore exposing his compositions, his music, to the public without having to go through the mediator of the black minister.
Dorsey and singer Sally Martin formed the National Convention of Gospel Choirs and Choruses. It was the first organization created for the promotion and dissemination of African American gospel music, and it still exists today. Contemporary gospel artist Walter Hawkins says that the audience for gospel grew because Dorsey's style did more than preach to the choir.
Somebody has to speak or package the message of the gospel in a way where it is palatable to more than just an in-house or church group of people. After all, the Bible does tell us to go into the world, and not that the world should come to us.
Peace in the Valley. Here is Elvis Presley.
Dorsey's gospel compositions reached beyond church walls and color lines.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along. Till the Lord comes and calls me away.
Thomas A. Dorsey claimed to have composed more than 500 gospel songs. Many of his tunes, like Peace in the Valley, have become today's religious standards. He died in 1993 at the age of 93, having set the stage for the artists who followed him to use whatever style works best to spread the gospel. For NPR News, I'm Paul Brown.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
Interviews with Thomas A. Dorsey are at npr.org. Next week, the rise of the blues.